The Shiite imam at the Sayyid Idris Mosque in central Baghdad told a story Friday about how Imam Hussein, a holy figure in Shiite Islam, faced his tormentors with stoicism and grace. In the last 5 minutes of the sermon, the imam related the story to the challenges that face Iraqi Shiite Muslims one day after a suicide attack just outside the shrine to Hussein killed dozens in Karbala. The enemies of freedom, of the Constitution, and of righteousness and peace, they don't like this new order in Iraq, he said. The tyrannical minority, he said, are trying to rule Iraq by fire and iron. Shiite reaction to Thursday's attack has been mixed. Friday's sermon at the Sayyid Idris Mosque did not call for any bloodletting, in line with the restraint Iraq's Shiite spiritual leader, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, has urged in the face of attacks that seem aimed at provoking Shiite retaliation. But Shiite political leaders have angrily accused the United States of keeping too tight a leash on Iraqi security forces. American commanders have attempted to more tightly control the Shiite-dominated Iraqi Interior Ministry police forces after they found evidence of illegal detentions, torture, and executions. Some Shiite leaders have pledged that if the government can't protect the people, then the people have a right to defend themselves, comments that have been interpreted as a veiled threat to unleash Shiite militias. Sabah Nouri, a 50-year-old Shiite interviewed in Baghdad's upscale Qurrata neighborhood, said he is not optimistic about the future. Mr. Nouri says it is the responsibility of the Iraqi government to offer security for the people, but right now, he says, he does not see the government offering security against terrorism. Meanwhile, funerals were held Friday for many of those killed in the insurgent violence, which also left 11 U.S. troops dead, one of the worst days for U.S. forces since the operation began. Ben Gilbert for VOA News, Baghdad.